Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Rational thought, critical thinking skills, engaging on the merits and the bases of these different arguments that are not being, let's say, engaged by mainstream media. Let's say alliances, if you will. They have conflicts of interest, as do many people in our government, that maybe they're sincere in trying to do the best, trying to help us. I'm not saying everybody's an evil New World Order eater. You know, there are a lot of them, but they're not all there. But we still got to talk about the things they're not talking about. That's why you keep tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's why you keep following up with our good friend, our pal, our buddy, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. It's not a V-Science Bite today. It's a big chunk of discussion on what the heck is going on and how is this history repeating itself, Dr. Tenpenny?
Well, how are you doing, Robert?
I'm all right. I'm a little sniffly. I don't know if it's corona or not, but I ain't getting tested. Those tests are, sorry, they're bunk.
Well, from the first time that I heard this, when this first broke, I don't know, was it 3 or 4 weeks ago now? It seems like it was 3 or 4 years ago, as many messages and bombardments as we've had. Mm-hmm. The first thing I said was this has nothing to do with the virus because, again, as many years as we've been friends and I've been on your show, and we've been at conferences together, it's always about the terrain, right? But they always want it to be about the bug. You know, oh, my gosh, this virus, the virus. And every newscaster, broadcaster, it's the virus, it's the virus. Oh, you know, we're talking about the virus. Well, why don't we talk about the terrain? You know, so it's always about, so that was the one thing. The second thing is when they started talking about it's people over the age of 70. Well, all that is a way to gather information that if 1,000 people died, what was their age group? It doesn't mean that because you're over 70, you're more likely to die. I mean, I did a phone consult with a patient of mine in the office day before yesterday because she didn't want to come in because she was 72. Now, this is a woman who's in perfect health. She's on no prescription medication. She takes lots of vitamins. She's never been sick. Doesn't get flu shot, shingle shot, pneumonia shot.
Like my mom at 86.
And she's in perfect health. And so I had to tell her, I said, so your chronological age is 72, but your biological age is probably around 50. You know, why does this affect senior citizens more? Well, it's because they're usually on polypharmacy. You know, if they've been smokers, they've been smoking for decades. They usually don't eat very well. A lot of them don't take vitamins and supplements. Now, I know your audience and people in that age group are different, but I'm talking about a population base. Mm-hmm. And so those people tend to be more sick anyways. And so just garden variety influenza, garden variety coronavirus, any of those things are more likely to make them sick and possibly die. But now we've got our entire senior citizen population all up in arms and all afraid and think if they walk outside and touch anything on the planet, they're probably going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and what does that psychological stuff do for you? And that was the third thing I wanted to mention is the fact this whole concept of social distancing. I mean, they just didn't say like stay away from people or physical distancing. They didn't call it physical distancing. They called it social distancing. And I started telling people, I said, do you understand the psychological, the psyops besides that? Social distancing. You've got to stay away from friends, family members. You have to be distant. And now I'm seeing pictures of, like, they have foot markers in stores to show you how far apart.
Yeah, I saw that the other day, how far away you're supposed to be from other people.
How far away is 6 feet? Now, you can get on an airplane and fly for 4 hours, and that's okay. But heaven forbid you spend 30 to 60 minutes sitting in a coffee shop talking to one of your friends because you're too close. So the whole concept of breaking up society, breaking down families, stopping school and education, shutting down the global economy. I heard somebody on a podcast today say that since this is such a global problem, because I have friends all over the world that I'm talking to almost every day, and it's like, you know, the entire world is going to look like Venezuela, or has the potential to look like that. You know, 30% unemployment rates is what they're talking about. They're pulling all these people into this big unemployment shack. Oh, everybody's getting sucked into the vortex and being pulled into the corral of, you know, getting paid more to stay home and be unemployed than as if they had a job. So I already have people even in my office are saying, well, I can make more on unemployment.
Right. Yeah, we've covered that.
We're going to suck everybody in. Mm-hmm. And small businesses are not going to be able to compete. Small businesses are already in an extremely tenuous situation. You go down and all the things are boarded up. I'm already seeing, like, for rent, for sale, things that are boarded up in my community. And then this unemployment's going to run out in 6 to 8 months, maybe a year. And then the government's going to say, go get a job. And there's going to be no businesses for them to go back to as a waiter, a waitress, a bartender.
Oh, everybody's going to work for Walmart.
Or Target or Amazon, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, this whole thing is a psyops. And then the last thing I wanted to say is just as my opening comments, mm-hmm. as Hannity would say, right, is my opening remarks, is I've been sitting back, you know, I haven't said anything. So my Instagram friends, my followers on Instagram, which if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, it's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Come over there and follow me. Come to Facebook and still follow me at Vaccine Info. My Facebook friends, Instagram friends, Twitter people are going, where are you? Dr. Tenpenny, what do you think? What do you think? And I've not said anything. I just sat back and watched this thing unfold a little bit because I didn't want to contribute something to just be more noise. And what I was looking at this entire thing from the last however many weeks this has been going on through the longitudinal lens of history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wrote the article. I wrote the article. It went up on Vaxxer yesterday. Vaxxer, V-A-X-X-T-E-R, V-A-X-X-T-E-R. It's called Coronavirus Part 1, How Soon We Forget, Same Playbook, Different Virus.
We have it linked up in the show notes here, and I hope everybody will go and read it if you're not already getting the updates from Vaxxer, which I know most of my audience is. You guys are. You're plugged in. But the idea here is to recognize the relative or real risk of dying from the so-called coronavirus 19 or, you know, this new one. And I think the risk pales in comparison to the destruction of the U.S. economy and or the global economy, which would be much more devastating to the life of people on planet Earth. You want to talk about millions of people dying when the economy is no longer functioning and people can't eat?
Or have a roof over their head?
Yeah. And so, you know, you talk about Venezuela. What's the rate of death there in terms of illness, ailments, et cetera? Have we not learned from history that to shut down entire economies is much more devastating than the threat or fear of an invisible agent that, I argue, even if the PCR identifies it, its presence, it's not telling you that it's active and it's replicating and that it's going to be the cause of death. Every time we see the 99% claim out of Italy of people that had pre-existing conditions, you mentioned polypharmacy. In case you think that's somebody named Polly, no, that's people on multiple medications that have never been tested together. That could kill a healthy person, much less someone who's old and infirm and immunosuppressed. So
yeah, and the fact that, you know, what's going to happen to our, you know, right now, I mean, we're kind of new into this, right? Everybody's been home a week or two. So they're kind of coming up on their first missed paycheck. Well, what happens if this goes on for 18 months, like in some people are predicting? What if it even goes on for 6 months? I mean, the first couple of weeks of people are like, yeah, this is cool. You know, I can get my basement cleaned out and clean out the garage and I can organize things that I haven't had time to do. But then the reality of no money starts to hit in. No money to get gas for your car. No money for food. You're going to default on your mortgage. I mean, you're going to default on your credit cards. You know, you're going to be tied up all day long with your spouse that you're used to spending an hour with. You're going to be tied up all day long with your kids that you're used to spending maybe a couple of hours with, you know, because you're usually in school. Some people in those family situations will think it's like manna from heaven. They just died and thought it was just great. A lot of people are going to be like, you know, clanking heads. But I just listened to a recording that I did in 2011 because I had somebody ask me if I could send them one of my YouTube videos that I thought was like one of the best ones that I've done. So this is one from 2011. So think about that. That was 9 years ago. I listened to the whole thing. It's 15 minutes. I would have said the exact same thing today that I said then. But there was a little segment in there that we were talking about pandemics in 2011. And I said, well, remember we had SARS, and then we had bird flu, and then we had swine flu. And I said, you know, the swine flu was in 2009. I said, so, you know, the powers that be are a little quiet right now, but it's just a matter of time before they raise their ugly head again, because they're always saying it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. We tried to do it with Zika. We tried to do it with Ebola. And now we actually have done it with this nothing burger virus. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that people will read the article, because what prompted me to write the article, Robert, was two things. One is that I really wanted to, I mean, how soon we forget. And actually, when I was talking to patients in my office about, you know, SARS, bird flu, swine flu, they go, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about that. I said, the statistics were the same. The numbers were the same. We're finding it to be a great big nothing burger again for it to be the same. This is a little bit more widespread, but the mortality rates are the same. And when I saw this article that came out, this full text article from the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents, who knew there was such a thing? But somehow it ended up in my inbox, and I'm looking at all the studies that they had reviewed. Mortality rate 3.4%, mortality rate 1.3%, 1.6%. Of all of these samples that they took, 7,000 samples that were positive for coronaviruses with only two deaths, but the SARS-CoV-2 wasn't even tested. I mean, they couldn't even find that one. There are 36 other coronaviruses out there in circulation and have been in circulation for 60 years. There are four of those 36 that are much more prevalent in terms of causing infection, and the infections tend to be respiratory, and some of them also can be GI. So most people have been exposed to it, have probably had an infection by a garden variety coronavirus somewhere along the line, because even the CDC says that if it's not influenza, 20 to 40% of the infections on any given year, respiratory infections, are caused by coronaviruses.
Yeah, so to say that they are endemic to the population, coronaviruses circulating all of the time? That's absolutely accurate and factual, and this one, whatever this one is, will do the same. And I think the faster we embrace that from those of us who are healthy and taking charge of our life, you know, it's not going to be deadly. It's not just a random act. Oh, sorry, you got unlucky. But the germ theory is all about a crapshoot, fear-mongering, and you're willing now to destroy wholesale economies of the planet, much less those of us here in the United States. For what purpose? Well, there are people on the planet that have nefarious schemes that would like to see the United States knocked out of the equation. And socialistic, communistic governments rise up in their place because the people are so afraid. Fear is the tool by which governments have used since time immemorial to control the people, control the populations, and enslave them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The fear of the virus, immunological ignorance, is the most powerful tool to weaponize. Because it's not Democrat, it's not Republican, it's not Chinese, it's not Russian, you can call it whatever you want, but still, they go, oh, no, no, this is something that will get us all, you have to relinquish all of that, it's like an alien coming down from outer space. Suddenly now all of humanity has to align itself, and who do they put in charge? The buffoons that would poison us and enslave us to save us.
Yeah, how weird is that? Well said, my friend. And the conclusion of this article is so important. That's why I really hope that people will go out to Vaxter and read this, because there's a little icon at the bottom of the page that looks like a printer. You can actually, like, print out these articles and share them with people. You can actually hand them out to people, I guess, at the drugstore, because that's the only place that you can go these days, right? Mm-hmm. Or, but you can at least give it to other family members. And one of the conclusions was this, and I have to read this. It says this: the mortality rate of SARS-CoV-2, which is the name of the virus, COVID-19 is actually the syndrome, the illness that it causes. So the actual virus's name is SARS-CoV-2 because it's very similar to the SARS virus that caused the nonsense back in 2002. It said in European or American development countries of comparable income levels, the SARS-CoV-2 mortality rate is 1.3%. This is not significantly different from that for common coronaviruses identified in the hospital study in France. In fact, mortality from respiratory infections is extremely dependent on the quality of and access to care, and the severe forms have better prognosis in countries with superior medical infrastructures. So I don't know why they keep saying that we have nothing here, and oh, we need more ventilators because everybody and their brother is going to be on a ventilator. Well, not if you give them medication or high dose vitamin C. So the conclusion is, in these countries, SARS-CoV-2 does not seem to be deadlier than any other circulating virus.
Mm-hmm. And remember, boom. Boom is right. When we talk about influenza viruses and the stats that are being still bandied about by flu death statistics from CDC, which Peter Doshi dismantled those years ago in terms of reality of succumbing to a virus or, in reality, secondary complications or just, you know, respiratory issues due to lack of good health for other reasons in the absence of influenza or other circulating viruses, that those things can be addressed, some allopathically, some holistically. We know different ways to do that, that diminish the fear based on practical interventions in those that are vulnerable, much less acknowledging those of us who live healthily and different, and for the vast majority of people, that don't succumb or maybe get a sniffle, you know, and that's the worst.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that it's really, really, really important to put this this whole thing in historical context. I mean, back in 2002, when they had SARS, they actually did quarantining. They closed public schools and cinemas and libraries, and they had people wear masks, and they told people to stay home. That was in 2002. That was round one.
Yeah.
Round two was in 2005. Same thing with bird flu. Now, I wrote a book on bird flu in real time.
Foul.
When that was going on. Foul, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because it mostly was about killing all the chickens. And one of the things that they kept talking about on the news was 50% death rate, 50% death rate, 50%, just like they keep saying about influenza, 30% death rate, 30,000 people, blah, blah, blah. It's like as if they say these numbers over and over again, somehow they magically become true. Okay, so they kept saying 50% death rate. Until you drilled down on those numbers and you knew what the denominator was. So I'm going to give you an example. If there were, let's say, 1,000 people that were sick, and only 100 of them were sick enough to go to the doctor. And of those 100, 10 of them were sick enough to be hospitalized. And 5 of them died. That's a 50% death rate. And that's what they keep saying over and over again. The death rate is 50%. Well, they make it sound like it's 50% of anyone who's ever infected with the pathogen. But it's the death rate of those who are sick enough to be admitted to the intensive care unit. And right now, it's those people who are really sick and going into the hospital are the ones that they're testing.
And Dr. Tenpenny, let's be real, too, about those people that do die. How many of them had, again, pre-existing conditions, almost all, if not all, and how many of them could their deaths have been contributed by the Herculean efforts that we call immunosuppressive and liver toxic interventions that shut down certain functions? That means that was caused iatrogenically.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. And there's been a study that's come out recently, you know, during this time frame here. I mean, the word recent becomes really kind of irrelevant, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As fast as this is kind of moving along. But that if you had a flu shot, it increased your susceptibility, which means it lowered your immunity and made you more susceptible to contracting any other virus, including the coronavirus and including SARS-CoV-2.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, stressed on Face the Nation that measures implemented to flatten the number of new coronavirus cases are vital from stopping the U.S. from becoming like Italy.
But the kinds of mitigation issues that are going on right now, the things that we're seeing in this country, this physical separation at the same time as we're preventing an influx of cases coming in, I think that's going to go a long way to preventing us from becoming an Italy.
Italy has become the epicenter of the pandemic, reporting record-breaking death tolls for two consecutive days. The number of infections in that country rose to 53,000, with more than 4,800 deaths. In the U.S., there are more than 2,600 confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins University, and 340 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So when I'm seeing these people that are dying, it's like a couple things come to mind. One is, what are your comorbidities? Number two, what was your vitamin D level? Was it single digit instead of somewhere between 80 and 100? Did you get a flu shot? Because I'll give you a little clue. You know, if you see at the end of that article, it says part two of the article, which I'm going to be posting probably... it'll probably be Saturday morning now because I don't think I'll get to it till that length of time. Mm-hmm. But I'm the title of the next part, coronavirus part two, is what's really happening in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're tracking down, I'm tracking down the fact that in northern Italy, in the Lombardy region of northern Italy, where the original outbreak and all these deaths of elderly occurred, they've done several experimental vaccine trials up there. The most recent one was with Flucelvax, which is made from dog kidney cells. They did an entire population of elderly because that had an adjuvant in it and it had all these horrible toxic ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. And that they gave it to these people 2 weeks before this outbreak of coronavirus started happening in that population.
If you could find that, why is the mainstream media ignoring things like that?
Well, because you don't want to ruin the narrative.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's an agenda. It's a psychological operation. It's operant conditioning. And to my friend John Rappaport's point, also, that if now every old person with a respiratory symptom comes to a hospital, is now in the era of this coronavirus sphere, is automatically assumed and presumed to be another victim, then they automatically go into what? An ICU, and they overwhelm the ICU. Why? Because in past times, you come in with a respiratory ailment, they would assess you and say,
give you a Z-Pack and send you home.
Send you home, relax, and get back to us. But now everybody gets automatically put in. So now you have pictures of overwhelmed ICUs. Well, by definition, if everybody's going in, not like normal, based on what? A test or a not test? Now, even if the test is presumed positive, most of the people, and we've had some reports from nurses that I know personally, they're saying that they're in American hospitals, they're not even testing. It's just a presumed positive, and it's an automatic assumption of, okay, it's another coronavirus case, send them into the ICU. And
raise the stats.
Raise the stats as well, and give them some Tylenol. Oh my gosh, acetaminophen, the most liver-toxic OTC drug a man has ever made.
Except if they do have a high fever, well, that is that kind of the drug of choice.
For me, I'm a homeopath. That's not my drug of choice, and I can reduce it safely otherwise. But I get that.
You're not in the intensive care unit.
I know.
And what does Tylenol do? Lowers your glutathione levels, and which is your body's number one antioxidant that helps to detox things. But they're finding that with this virus and with these high fevers, for whatever reason, if you take any of the NSAIDs, like which would be Motrin, Aleve, ibuprofen, it's causing kidney issues, like really bad ones.
Right. Well,
causes something called rhabdomyolysis.
Muscle wasting, if you will.
Breaking it down.
Destroying the mitochondria. Again, this is where we talk about allopathic iatrogenicide. That plays a huge role in this. And we go back, speaking of history, knowing history, how many times do we refer back 100 years to the 1918 pandemic of, they call it Spanish flu. Oh my gosh, don't call it Spanish. But whether it was that
or
not.
That's racist. You can't say that.
But whether it was that or not, what about the other fever diseases like typhoid, typhus? And you go back into the medical history texts that were, kind of erased from history, you can still find them. Homeopathic doctors, naturopathic doctors, these mortality rates were, significantly below, maybe, some argued below 5%, below 7%, below 1% in some cases. And the mortality rates among allopathic suppressive physicians, 30%, 40%, 50%. How many of the people today using the same, although more scientific, more technological, suppressive therapies have inadvertently created the deaths that they are seeking to prevent?
Well, yeah, all of them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that goes to the IV vitamin C issue. It goes to all kinds of things. In fact, I'm going to give you a little hint. In fact, I'm scheduled to be on your show again next week.
Woohoo!
And so by next week, I'm going to have these next two articles done, the one about Italy, and I'm going to talk about cytokine storm and a unusual interesting blood test that I found digging through the medical literature yesterday looking for something completely different, which is how my brain works sometimes. But there's a simple blood test that you can do to find out whether you're in a high-risk category or a low-risk category for getting, when you get this virus, are you more likely to have a serious adverse event or not? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do that as a little teaser, and we will talk about that in detail because I think this could be a game changer for everybody. They could get this little test. It's a $49 blood test, routine blood test you can get anywhere, and it will tell you, as we're hopefully trying to get America back to work before we too completely decimate. I mean, Trump thinks that this is going to be over by Easter and we're going to have churches full on Easter. And I pray that he's going to follow through and it's going to be true. And if that's the case, then then people are going to be wanting to go back to work, and the powers that be do not want them to go back to work. So you could order this blood test yourself, and you could find out if you're in a high-risk or a low-risk category. And if you're in a high-risk category, you probably shouldn't go back to work. You should probably stay home, take your vitamin C and D and A, and if you're in a low-risk, you'll be just fine.
You know,
so that's
what,
a little teaser. It's like a little trailer. It's like a trailer for next week's show.
This is kind of what Jonathan Emord last hour was talking about, that I have to remember that 90% of the population are still allopathically oriented. Even if they take supplements, they're still looking for, when does modern medicine and the government save us with a vaccine or a drug or something like that? So your solution is, you're intimating, I think also, a blood test. That's tangible for people that still look to modern medicine as a definitive that. So if I have, you put that out there fast, that could be that magic, we have something now, we don't have to fear, we can make some rational decisions based on a test. And, I get that. So I'm not opposed to it. And people have criticized me because I'm not like a big vitamin C aficionado, but I don't deny that it is beneficial in IV transfusion and things like that, because I can do with selenium out here in the world, just like I said, Tylenol. I'm not a big fan of Tylenol. I do it differently. I recognize my biases, holistic, homeopathic, and we can coexist in these scenarios and find that each profession could have better ways to address and help their patients survive and not be contributing to their death, even though you didn't intend to.
Yeah, our biggest fear, Robert, of this whole thing, for our whole movement, is the big push for the mandatory vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they going to ramp it up? They've tried three times already to ramp it up.
Is this their magic bullet for that?
And if this is a fast-tracked vaccine that becomes labeled as a covered countermeasure, it will have zero liability because of the PREP Act. Did Jonathan talk about the PREP Act last hour?
No, we didn't mention that. No.
Okay, so the PREP Act came out in 2005 on the tail end of the whole stuff about bird flu. And it's the public something Preparedness Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually gives the liability protection to the drug companies even bigger than what the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act does.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if it's called a covered countermeasure, it can apply to a drug, a pill, a liquid, an IV solution, a vaccine, some sort of a technology, some sort of a therapeutic treatment technology, like I heard Dr. Oz talking about plasmapheresis the other day. It's like, plasmapheresis? Really? Oh, my gosh. Dr. Oz, really? Seriously? And when he was, just as an aside, he was on a panel the other night. I was listening to him, and he was saying, I've read all the medical literature. I found myself in my living room screaming at the television, which I don't do very often, saying, no, you didn't. If you had read one piece of the medical literature, you would not be saying what you're saying. You are being a propaganda mouthpiece of the CDC. Shame on you, Dr. Oz.
Well, he gets paid well to do it, as they all do. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center said also the PREP Act is what kept 30 million N95 masks in a warehouse until last week. unintended consequences of these interventions as well.
Great comment. So what this is supposed to do, so like, for example, if they make this vaccine, they call it a covered countermeasure, and I'm just going to throw out some numbers. They go into a community, and 1,000 people get vaccinated with this vaccine because it is now mandatory. You have to have it, or they're going to pull you over on the side of the road, or they're going to do, you can't get on an airplane. You can't renew your driver's license like they've already done in Argentina, all of those things. If they vaccinate 1,000 people, and let's say 900 people are seriously injured or die, if that would happen to a vaccine that's covered by the current Injury Compensation Act, you would have an opportunity to apply for compensation for that. And they would probably issue a drug recall.
Yeah.
Under the PREP Act, if 900 people are seriously injured or die, you have zero recourse. The only thing that you can do is the family members of those people seriously injured or died have to go together and go to the U.S. Attorney General's office, which would be Bill Barr's office, and convince him that the vaccine manufacturer made a faulty product intentionally to harm you.
Mm. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that.
I mean, it's like, no, it was for the good of the whole, and we're so sorry, and it's for the greater good, and we did it in a hurry because we thought it was so needed, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you're bringing it, as always. I'm so excited that we're going to do part two of this next week. So Super Don will get it slotted in as soon as possible, of course, and bring in some sense and, you know, and medical background into this. It's not like, you know, it's just me, the crazy homeopath, talking about it this way. It's you know, a physician like yourself that has this perspective that's important for a lot of people to hear. So I appreciate that, too.
Well, and people who may not know me that well, my first career in medicine was as an emergency medicine physician, and I was the director of a level 2 trauma center for 12 years. Mm-hmm. So I've done all the conventional mainstream stuff that you can think of to do. You know, I've intubated, I've put in central lines, I've put in chest tubes, cracked chest, done interosseous infusions, I mean, all the big stuff. Mm-hmm. We used to have incoming or outgoing helicopter programs, and it was a pretty busy center. It was a level 2 trauma center, and I did that for 12 years. So in 1996, I moved to Cleveland to start an integrative holistic practice. It's Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio. And I always have to give it a plug, Robert, because I'm proud to say that we've had patients from all 50 states and about 18 countries that have come to our little clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. It's actually in Middleburg Heights, which is a suburb of Cleveland, in order to get well and get off their medication. So since 1996, my last ER shift was in 98, thankfully. But in 1996, we've been doing integrative, holistic, alternative medicine. So I've lived literally in both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that I know both worlds, and I feel like I live in that serious street cred. I live in that house, so I'm allowed to throw stones.
Yeah, no, throw them all you want here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we'll be all the better for it. And all right, Super Don's gonna be checking on any questions. I've got like 8 or 9 that I've got to get to when we come back from this break. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I'm gonna let you go until we'll coordinate next week then.
Yeah,
we'll get the timing set up. And y'all watching on YouTube or wherever you're watching, share this show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I did have someone come over the other day. It was interesting. A delivery guy. Superdome, this was interesting. I didn't even think about this. He came over. He's like, he said, you know, hey, I'm really feeling a little rough. My stomach's upset. It's kind of like a acid reflux, a, you know, gut issue, and I don't have my medicine with me. So I said, honey, do we have the baking soda? She said, yeah, we have baking soda. So I said, if you want, I'll pour you some baking soda into some Echo water, and you could drink it down. And it was just like a cup of water about this big with the baking soda. He drank it down, and he, like, instantly. I mean, I wasn't, like, waiting. I'm like, are you feeling better? Oh, yeah. Immediately feeling better. I was like, there you go. You didn't have to resort to a drug. So that's a side benefit that doesn't relate necessarily to fears of coronavirus, which I hope we've disabused you of a lot of those fears today with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. So pretty cool. All right, cool back story. To questions. Second question of the day. Or is this a comment or a combination? Jorge says this. If it's spelled J-O-R-G-E, I think it's Jorge.
I think so, yeah.
I feel an overwhelming sense of gratitude for Robert and Super Don.
Aw.
Aw, Super Don. Although I'm a new listener, you guys have been spreading the message of healing for a long time. I come to you with some urgency. I would like to know what exact protocols and game plan I should implement in my life to help me eliminate my snoring at night. I feel very self-conscious when I sleep over at a friend's house when it's time to sleep. I would be eternally grateful, Jorge. Okay. All right, Super D. Do you have any tips for this?
I don't.
No?
No, not really. I mean, I suppose you would want to try and find out what, you know, obviously is causing the snoring. I think there's more than one thing that can cause snoring. So.
Well, they call us mouth breathers, right?
Yes.
When the sinus cavity is congested, now some doctors, ENTs, will say it's a deviated septum. And when I had broken my nose a number of times in one summer years ago, we got insurance to pay for a nice, shiny new nose. Look at that. All new. By claiming it was a DVD. It was, because I crushed it so many times I broke it one summer. It was horrible. It was all mangled and twisted. So they fixed it and they opened it up. But because my weak point was sinuses and I had so many allergies, I was dealing with chronic congestion. Not just seasonal allergies, but full-on, full-time sinus congestion that was only relieved back in my early years of being raised by pharmaceutical doctors and druggists by Afrin nasal spray. That stuff was like the miracle, the bomb, right? You put that in your nose and suddenly, oh my gosh, what is that? I don't even think I could smell so much because it altered things, but it was chronic congestion. And so my habit from almost as early as I can remember was to breathe through my mouth unconsciously because I didn't have a lot of flow through my nose. Now, right now, I have a little sinus congestion as my kids have passed it on through whatever's going on. But the key to overcoming it is, how do you clear those sinuses? Now, if you have genuinely a disfigured nose and sinus cavity that is corrupted to the point where airflow is just not good at all, there can be, they call it the rhinoplasty, but based on a deviated septum surgery. Maybe it helps, but if you're still a mucus factory due to allergies or other things that your body is adapted to because your liver, your kidneys are congested, it's throwing out through mucus that is produced through the sinus cavity, you've got chronic congestion. It's going to be hard to overcome chronic snoring because you're a mouth breather. And that takes some time to adapt to once you clear the sinuses even, because even if you can breathe through, your habit is to breathe through your mouth, not your nose. One of the greatest tools that's external, I don't know if you ever worn these, Super D. When my dad was alive, that was a big thing. He introduced me to things called Breathe Rights. Now they're, generic, and you can find every brand of them. Find out the one you need, and it does.
If you watch NFL football, those guys wear those all the time during games. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's having the sinus thing last few days. I give her a Breathe Right at night, or the equivalent. It's not the brand I use anymore, but open up the sinus cap. But you really have to concentrate on, okay, now I can breathe through the nose. It's a retraining of the body, honestly, to use that. Also, I will say there are homeopathic remedies. Dr. King had, and I think probably still does, have a snoring formula that you can take orally. You can also do this. Look at the silver if you can get it. I just sprayed a couple of sprays in my sinus cavity. Yesterday it did sting, so there was some bacterial stuff going on in there. And that can also open up because it reduces inflammation. Cleanse the sinus cavity. People use neti pots. Don't use the silver with saline, though. Just use it on its own. And that you could get through and break the cycle of snoring. But, again, it comes back to, can you breathe safely, significantly enough to bring oxygen, air into your lungs through your sinus cavity, and then you'll stop the snoring. It can be also the palate, the tongue. There's a lot of other physical factors that I can't get into. So just try some or all of those and get back to me, Jorge, see if they help at all, and then we can go to next level if we need to. And with that, thanks for being here, y'all. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.